Is that your really, truly name? Just for the sake of idle chat, let's ponder something imponderable. What if we traversed the spectrum of times past and re-embraced the concept of naming people the names they earn the moment we meet them? Here's a list of people I know or notice. Their names jump quickly to mind even before I know their legal monikers, even if I never learn their legal monikers. Liz of the Leaping Mind. Quick Eye Jack. True and Actual Ernie. Jimbo Dumbo. Patty Patient Spouse. Riley of the Written Word. Quiet and Holy Mommy. Pal Powerful Presence. Joan of the Thoroughly Spun Tale. Witty Quip Frank. Mandy of the Roving Eye. Sassy Leg Becky. Susie Stoic. Regina of the Power Mom. Fiona of the Forlorn Face. Jim the Scrabbler. Speedy Mouth Mary. Bill of the Orange Grove Kayak. I have a name for everyone who saunters through my life, a name that names itself, a name over which I have no control. So, when next we meet, why not reveal to me my real name, the name you harbor but never say aloud? If you wish, I will do the same for you. Mind you, if these unspoken names are naughty or not nice, why don't we refuse to utter them? And if we are truly being really kindly, why don't we rethink them and come up with names that reflect the best or most fascinating aspect of one another? This is not something worth starting a war over, but it is a tiny and harmless opportunity to reassess and find common ground amidst the confusions and contusions of a world gone partly mad. This is Jim the Reed.